That's the panel. You're thinking about a
fan. Like, they go like this?
That's the way you call a panel fan. That's what they call that, a fan. But you don't see none now no more. I don't think. I bet you in a half a dozen panels, unless it's in some swamp that they done growed up in and you couldn't get it out. It's all water. Well, you know, now most of them got this electric fan. They'll put flat watermelons and acres, and just have two fences in it, and that's all. Hogs won't go in there and they'll cow you. And right out in the woods, and nothing won't go there. They're scared of that electric fence.
Say if you were going to put up a barbed wire fence, you'd say you'd have to dig holes for the...
No, you just get, put you down some posts and put you the electric fence to it. We had one from that wash shelter out there around down there to the gate. For I don't know how many years, and we had a box out there on the wash shelter. Get the electricity come through. And a hog wouldn't go to that fence near none, and my husband had taken off possums and different things that got hung up on it. And I know one time I lost one or two hens, and I went down there one day to work in the garden, and I know he started across the electric fence. And he touched and he dropped the hen there, and that's where she died. Rotted right there where he left her. He didn't pick her up. And one time my brother was begging up out there from the flower yard and had an electric fence come from there like this. And his old mule is brown and she touched it with her ear and she slung it like that. He went back and come back. She slung it again and he touched it. He thought it was a bee stung, you know. And I said, Raymond, I said, that there electric fence, she touched that electric wall. Sure enough, it wasn't. He couldn't hardly hold the thing. Then went on out there to go back to the house. He wanted me to go out there and get him a bucket of fertilizer. And he couldn't hardly hold that thing. Just hurt, just touching her ears. You know, boy, she wanted to go. Raven said, I wish I had one up on a year a whole day so she could crack. You know, she didn't want to go, you know. But Lord, I must. And she touched that thing. Well, I did one. Me and Daddy sat down at the table eating one day. And he was curing out the Blanton boys. Backer, you know, they rented out backer and he cured out for them. And the wind blowed the fire out and it come around the barn that burned that drag. Oh, I thought the barn was on fire. I said, Daddy, the barn's on fire, just like that. He jumped up and run. And I went and got a bucket of water and I went this way. And I forgot about the electric fence between me and him. And I handed him the water that I touched that fence and the barn went down just like that. Then I had to come back and get some more water. See, kind of touched me on, I let it down. It shocked me. I've been shocked down there a lot of times, throwing the grass over that water, and it go up that grass, come up my water.
They say, when you're setting up the fence, you nail the wire to the